but DDRES. I wouldn't worry about it right now because I'm going to change report numbers. I think you're on 4200 for YSF. It's going to go to 42002. That's the next select port number for EAC Fusion. It's so easy. Once the EAC Fusion's working on XLX, all you do is forward all those port settings, and voila. And then DVREF actually sees it right off the bat. It'll just recognize it and stay activated. Yeah, there's a lot of cool things about having an XLX reflector. There's a lot of things you can do. And keep in mind, you'll have to put bridges between all those, for instance, D-Star. You'll want to run an 835, or not 835 alpha, but whatever your POC group is or your reflector number is, and you want to run alpha for your D-Star, your main D-Star, and you want to run that into either the server or whatever. And then that would require a vocoder, of course. And then that actually requires port numbers and all kinds of stuff. But I have all the settings. It's so easy to do. And you only need one vocoder. You don't need two. Everybody says, oh, you need two vocoders. That's not true. I'm running one vocoder behind my network. Jimmy's running one vocoder behind his network. Yeah. And then DMR POC Group 6, you can put that on Module D. That's where that mostly goes, is on Module D. And then EAC Fusion can be on any module you like. But my recommendation is either have Alpha for your main that goes into the network, have Bravo as your, like you want to talk by yourself kind of thing with your guys or whatever, and you don't want to tie up your network with all the other, you know, stuff that's going over the network, you can have Bravo. And then you can use Charlie for your EAC Fusion, and then Delta for your DMR stuff. So, anyway. And then all those will have to have a bridge, of course, and then that's it. The only one that needs a vocoder is D-Star. EAC Fusion, DMR, they're easy to do with Kodak.